Have you ever been discouraged? If you have ever experienced discouragement, then you will know that it is not a good feeling at all. My name is Mary Gbude. Welcome to Mary's Table Talk. Thank you for always tuning in. If this is your first time of listening to our podcast, thank you for joining us. And if you have a regular listener, God bless you. Please continue to share this podcast from to people. You never know who you are helping by sharing this podcast. Today we are going to be looking at the topic discouragement. I notice that there's so many things around us that can discourage us. Even the situation of the country, our environment, our relationship, so many things can get us discouraged. This morning we are going to be looking at discouragement. Discouragement is a loss of confidence or enthusiasm. It is also very, very terrible. It comes along with depression, demoralization, disappointment, hopelessness, despair, gloom. You can name it. It does not just come alone. When you are discouraged, so many things around you don't just work out well for you. This is a very strong weapon in the hands of the enemy, discouragement. Discouragement does not dwell alone. It graduates to depression, then suicide. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Anybody can be used by the enemy to discourage you. It can be your friend, it can be your loved ones, it can be your children, it can be your husband, it can be your wife. It can come in form of a comment. Somebody can just make a comment and not knowing that that thing really got to you and hurt you. It can be a suggestion. It can be an attitude, somebody's attitude or behavior. It can come in any form. So let us be very vigilant and have the spirit of discernment to know when the enemy is trying to use something or someone to discourage us. If you allow it to linger for long, it can destroy you. That's the main reason why when it starts from the beginning, you look for a way to cut it off. The people that commit suicide didn't just think about that in a day. They didn't just wake up and say, "I want to commit suicide today." Something must have been going on in their mind. They have been going through discouragement. They have been depressed. That is what leads to suicidal tendencies. Anybody can be discouraged, irrespective of your age, your sex, your race, or status. Anybody can be discouraged. When we look at the Bible, we see David was discouraged. Abraham and Sarah, they were discouraged because they waited for God for a very long time for the fruit of the womb. Elijah was discouraged too. He even told God that God should take his life and let him die. So it's not something that just started today. It's not something it's something that has been there for a long time. But we give God praise for giving us the grace and the enablement to be able to overcome this terrible spirit. These people I mentioned, they were all discouraged. But they did not give up, and God came through for them. God came through for Abraham and Sarah and gave them Isaac. God came through for David. God came through for Elijah. So, how do we deal with this terrible spirit of discouragement? Number one, pray about the situation that is making you discouraged. Pray always. Pray about it. Don't just wish it away. Pray about it. The Bible said, cast all your burdens upon me, for I care for you. Cast all your burdens upon me, for I care for you. Number two, he also said, speak to someone. Speak to someone that you know can help you. Your pastor, maybe your counselor or an elder that you know can help you in that area. Speak to someone. Don't just bottle everything up. That one leads to high blood pressure, leads to different types of diseases. Speak to somebody about it. The Bible said, the multitude of counselors, that there is safety. Number three, when you are discouraged, don't pretend as if all is well. You know, we have this pretense that all is well, there's no problem, I'm okay. Meanwhile, your countenance is showing something else. Don't pretend that all is well. Okay? Don't pretend and be dying inside silently. Don't worry about it. Don't carry it all over. The Bible said that we should be careful for nothing. He said, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we should let our requests be made known. Always stably before God. Look for somebody that you can confide in. Number four, engage yourself in something useful. Do something useful. Do something new, you know. Learn a skill. Go out more. Go out with your friends more. Go to parties. Look for something new to do just to get your mind occupied so that your mind will not be wandering from place to place. Number five, be positive. Hold your head up. Speak the word of God to that condition or situation. Whatever it is that is making you discouraged, speak your word of God to it. Hold your head up. Speak the word of God to it. Number six, try and encourage someone. This might sound strange, but it works. Try and encourage someone. See somebody depressed. Try and encourage that person. Share the word of God with that person. You see that your spirit will be lifted. Your spirit will be lifted. Number seven, stop trying to control things you cannot control. Stop trying to control things you cannot control. Stop saying, I'm on it. I can do it. I'm in charge. Yes, confess those things. But at the same time, work on, look for somebody to help you. Look for somebody to talk to. Then number eight, ignore a lot of things. Forgive quickly and let things go. Forgive quickly and let things go. Ignore so many things. Ignore things. Forgive quickly and let things go. This also can lead to discouragement when you are holding people in unforgiveness. Number 10, when that evil drops something negative in your heart, counter it with the word of God. Counter it with the word of God. For example, now, you keep on hearing the word, you are going to die, you are going to die. Tell that voice, I will live and not die. I will live and I will not die to fulfill God's goodness and glory in this land of living. Don't allow that voice to linger for a long time. Tell that voice you will live and not die. And if you know you are into a financial issue, if it's a financial problem that's making you discouraged, you can always confess the word of God by saying that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Just continue confessing that scripture alone. If it's only that scripture you confess alone, just continue repeating it over and over again, and you will see yourself getting better. You will see yourself being in a more lighter and happy mood. You know, then discouragement comes from Satan just dropping a word in your heart. It is your duty to make sure that word lives or dies, and I would advise that you make that word die. If somebody just comes and give you something tell you something that is, you know, is not palatable, just make sure that word dies. Maybe you assume, maybe they are looking for a child, and let's assume you are watching your weight, and you know you have tried all efforts and you are doing everything you can, but it's just not showing. And somebody just comes and say, why are you this big? What happened? Why are you? And just let that word die. Don't allow it to linger. Don't allow it to stay for long. Don't think about it. You know, sometimes we just say some little things to people, and we don't know that those things get to them. So that's more the reason why we also have to be watchful of what we say and what we tell people, because so many people are already depressed, and by the time what they need from you is an encouraging word, and not a word that will also make them to be more depressed. It might even be in the church. It might even be maybe in a pastor. You know, sometimes maybe let's assume the pastor is preaching, and maybe there's a single lady in the pew, and she has been believing God for a life partner, and maybe the pastor just said something, and she got so discouraged, and it's like, wow, so why is this getting to me? You have to know how to let words die. Let them just die. Don't take them personal. Yes, that's the word. Don't take them personal. Understand? Don't take them personal, and don't let things that you cannot handle, don't let them linger in your heart for a long time. The devil can come to anyone, anybody, at any time. Don't be discouraged. Don't let the situation of the country, the circumstances around you, or what you have been believing God for, you have not gotten. Don't let the devil come in with one discouraging word and you just hold on to it. Because it's in our mind we think about these things, and it's our mind that the battle is being fought. So everything that does not glorify God, pull it down. Every imagination, pull it down. Pull it down and move on. And be happy. Just make a choice and tell yourself, I will be happy irrespective of my condition, irrespective of the situation right now. I know God is in charge. I know he will take care. I know he will handle it. I'll be happy. Let your faith, put your faith to work. Put your faith to work. Put your mouth to work. Confess positive things. Have just positive vibes around you. If you are near any negative person, I know the person will discourage you. Walk away from that person. So thank you for listening. My name is Mary Egbude. This is Mary's Table Talk. And this episode, I published it every Wednesday by 12 noon. So watch out for next week's episode. And I thank you for always tuning in. Please remember to share these messages with people. Share the podcast with people. You never know who you are blessing. You never know who needs your word. You never know who God can use you to reach. I cannot reach everyone, but you can reach your friends. You can reach your families. Share this podcast. And always try and subscribe to this podcast so you can always receive notifications when a new podcast is being published. God bless you. And remember, when somebody sows a seed of discouragement, it is your duty to make that word live or to die. And I advise you that you let that word die. Don't allow it to live. God bless you. Enjoy your day.